Okay, Edna, it's your turn now. Edna's going to tell us the story of her life now. Give us the name of your parents and the date you were born.
My father's name was John Laycamp. My mother's name was Magdalena Knigge. And I have four brothers, no sister. The Lord destroyed me, that's what they say. And we lived in Ohio County. My father, he farmed. In his obituary, it was said that he was a prosperous farmer, and he was. He was a good man. And he passed away at 61. He's young yet.
What did you do as a child?
I did everything that was supposed to be done on the farm, I think. I raised chickens and I helped milk cows. And of course we had a lot of pleasure too. The kids, they enjoyed themselves in the neighborhood when they'd get together. And I went to Downey's school on Downey's corner. And we went by 5 miles to go to our church. We went to Lutheran Church in Bear Branch. And I even walked there to get some of my education. That was quite a few miles at that time. And we used to, like I said, when I took care of chickens, we set our hands. That's the way we first did it. Set hens to hatch our chickens, and then they incubators came out, and then we used those, and we had to turn them every day. And that was interesting how things developed in the years, different things. And we made soap, made our own soap, made our lye soap, and the way we did that, we took the ashes from our stoves and put that in a container, a big barrel, and ours was on a big rock, big stone, and it had a groove in it where that. And then they poured water in the over the ashes, and the groove in that rock then from the barrel would run. The lye, that would be lye then. You made your own lye. And then you saved your fat from the cooking and all the grease you use. And then you take the lye and the grease and you make your lye soap. And if you wanted to, you could put some perfume in it. And some, that was pretty nice soap, a lot of it was. If you used good lard, good white lard, it was nice white soap. That was one thing that was done at that time.
How about when Walter and you started going together to tell about horses and buggies?
Well, that was, the horse and buggy was over with by then. But the cars come in when Walter and I started to go together. Of course, I had friends, you know, that out of our church that, you know, this horse and buggy at that time. But then the cars Everybody had the cars then. We got a, our, my dad had the, one of the first Fords, I think, with the brass radiators.
What year?
Oh, what year would that have been? Oh, my, 1950 maybe? Probably, my 1950. Well, anyway, when those cars came out, my father had one of those. I remember when he went up to Detroit, Michigan with one of the Johnsons, David or Boss Johnson down here. When we got our car, of course that was a real treat to change from horse and buggy to a car.
Let's hear about your wedding and your early days of married life here on Hogan Creek.
Well, we was married at my home, at my father's, my home in Ohio County in 1919. And then Walter's sisters, they and his dad were living here, and they was anxious to get out. So they went to Cincinnati, and they worked up there for people in Cincinnati, and I took over here, and his father was with us, stayed here with us too, till he passed away.
Walter's dad built the house in
1916-17, the house was built here. And 1919, I moved in. And took over. I told his sisters, they went to Cincinnati to work. And we had water in the house, but we had a large tank in the basement where we had a hand pump to pump it into the basement in a big tank to have water in the house.
What kind of heat? Did you have a bathroom?
Yes. We had the bathroom, and we had Delco lights, and of course I had a home comfort range in the kitchen with a water tank. They used to have tanks on, but it held quite a few gallons of water, and you always had hot water, burned wood, and and I remember our first refrigerator was I think it was gas. The first refrigerator we had, and that was around shortly in the 1923 probably it was, because our son was born in 1923, and I think we had it then. So we had a refrigerator, and they run that. Didn't have electric. And I drove the horse and buggy to town first, I think, when we were married. I don't remember a lot of those things, but I remember I drove the horse and buggy if I wanted to go to town.
Were the children born at home?
Yes, they were born at home. when John was born, I was lucky to have lived through it because I had pneumonia and the flu. That was the years when the flu was so bad. You remember that? And yeah, there was only Neil and I think the youngest one. He was born out of Milan. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to Downey School in Ohio County, and it was a one-room school with a wood stove. And I don't remember how many, there was a dozen or so pupils, I guess, in our school. And I remember I had some lovely teachers. I can't think of one of them. And we had telephone. And the thing was, we could listen on the telephone. You could listen in on everybody's conversation if you wanted to. And we did, everything was canning at that time. There was no refrigerators. We always canned, butchered, a lot of pork was cured. They were smoked and salted down, the pork was. And beef more or less was a specialty, you know, at that time. It was usually pork and chicken. And when we did butcher beef, we would, that would be canned like any other vegetable would be canned. Of course, we always had chicken. And beef was a specialty at that time, and pork. Then we had the lard, and
how about rendering lard?
Well, we had one of these big iron kettles out in the yard, and that's where we would render the lard in, and cut with the fat part of the hog would be all cut up in little inch squares, and put it in that big kettle and render it. And then we'd use the kettle too then to make the soap in, but soft soap. We'd make our lye, and we'd have our fat from the butchering, and we'd make our soap in that kettle too. One thing we looked forward to when we heard the thresh machines coming, they'd come around to all the farmers with the, there would be a group that had the thresh machine, and they'd go around to the farmers' homes and do the threshing, thresh the wheat. And of course that was a big day for the women too, because they had to feed all those men. And the whole neighborhood, they would work together that way and do their, thresh their wheat. And the women too, they'd get together and fix the meals, and We didn't have one dessert. We had all kinds, all you could think of. And set our tables with up to 16 people to feed. Great times. Enjoyed it too, as well as hard work.
Now Walter is going to tell us the story of his life and early experiences. What was your father's name? And
well, my father's name was John, and he lived on this farm that my great-grandfather bought in early days, and then he bought it for his son, and he'd had it quite a number of years. And then when my father got married, he moved on this farm, and so he lived here his entire life. And when Edna and me got married, why, we took over, and we've farmed here now for 70 years, and we've had 6 children, 2 boys and 4 girls, and they're all married, and we've got quite a few grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Tell about how your grandfather bought the farm, how the church helped him out.
Well, when my great-grandfather bought this farm, he heard about this, and they came down, and they looked at it, and they asked what he wanted for it. And he said so much, and what that was, I never heard. But he had to have so much money for a down payment. Well, a minister back in those days didn't get very much money. So he went to the congregation after service on Sunday, and he told them the situation, and they asked him how much he needed. And so one of them got up and said, I'll lend you so much, $100. And the other one, another one got up, and he said, well, I'll give you so much. And they kept it going, and here he had enough money for a down payment. So then that week he went down, and they bought the farm and made the down payment. So then my grandfather, he started a farm here, and then they had 9 children, 4 boys and 5 girls during their life. And so when the children grew up, he had to have more land, and so he bought the next farm to it. And a few years later, there was a small farm. He bought that, so he had 305 acres here. And we all made a living during these years. And then later on, the Farm Bureau came along, and my father, he was a member of the Farm Bureau, and I think the dues were $5 a year. And so after Edna and me got married, well, then we took over the farm, and we joined the Farm Bureau then, and we've been members ever since.
Okay.
Then in later years, when we farmed, I run a milk route in Aurora and for 15 years, and that was during the time of 37 flood, and there for 10 days you couldn't get into Aurora no way. And I used to, first when I got into Aurora, when the flood was up, I'd drive from here to Moore's Hill, and from Moore's Hill I'd drive over to state line, not the state line, but 50, and cross over to Dillsburg, and then I'd go into Aurora, and I'd park my truck, and then I'd carry my milk, and get on a boat, and I would deliver the milk, and it would take me all day to find my customers and deliver them. So finally the water got so high I just quit till after the flood went down. I said, you couldn't find any of my members anyway, so they were moved out. So that was quite a mess at that time. And here in 1917, World War I broke out. So I had to go to, was called to service, and I went to service, and I was stationed over in France, Brest, France. And here the war broke up, and we stayed around there and didn't have nothing to do until they discharged us. So I was discharged the next spring, I think it was in July when I got discharged. So I came home, and then that fall, Edna and me, we got married, and we took over the place, and we've been here ever since. And we got 6 children, 2 boys and 4 girls. Well, when I got back from the army, when Edna and me got married, we took over this farm, and we run a dairy that time, later years, and we farmed. First we farmed with horses, and then later I got a Fordson tractor and had that for several years, and then I got a John Deere tractor, and that was the only 2 tractors I ever owned. And we used to thresh with thresh machines, and that was quite an experience to go around in a neighborhood, and the ladies, they would all get together and they'd serve dinner for us all, and it was, I always say the good old days was the best days that we had in our life. And I went to Lutheran school for 3 years, and I learned the catechism, and on Sundays they would have German service, and there was no English at that time. So later on, after the war broke out, then they had to cut the German out and use English altogether. And,
about the wedding.
Back in the early 1900s, Henry Rankin, he married Emma Bussey, and my dad and my Uncle George and his wife, they went there to that wedding, and there was about 1.5 feet of snow, and on top of that, there was sleet on there. So my dad, he's got a sleigh. I still have that sleigh. It is a 5-passenger, and he made that. And they put the 2 horses to that, and they left that morning, and they went out there to Wright's Corners to the wedding, and they got up on top of Soap Hill, and that sleet was so bad, and they couldn't see no road. So they turned around and took them an axe and a shovel and a pair of pliers along. And they got to a fence. They just turned around and cut the barbed wires and just went on straight, and they figured that they would get out there to Kirsch Corner. And they knew if they'd get there, they could get the rest of the way. So I don't know how many hours it took them to go there, and Dad had 2 horses, and they had them taken to the blacksmith shop a few days before that to sharpen them shoes up real sharp. And they made it there, and he they had on felt boots, had their suit on, and then they put coverall on over the suit and put the felt boots on to get there. And when they got there, then they took the felt boots off and put their shoes on for the wedding. So after they were married, they had to make the trip back again. So when they got back here, it was dark that evening, and I went out, and we had a hired hand here, and we went out and helped him on hitch the horses, and them horses had icicles hanging on their nose about 10 inches long. And so he went and blanketed the horses. They was hot, and they left it on there for a couple of hours, and then he went out and took the blankets off, and then we went to bed. And I never will forget that day that they were gone, and it was over there to that wedding.
November 30th at the home of Walter and Edna Bussey on North Hogan Road. Walter, Edna, now we'll just turn it over to you, and you just tell what you want to, what you remember, farming and your marriage and how you cooked and the utensils and how you farmed and everything you want to tell. I know you've been married 70 years, so we'll just turn it over to you now.
I'm going to start back to my great-grandparents. My great-grandfather, he was a Lutheran minister of Manchester, and he preached there quite a few years. And his son, when he grew up, he wanted to get married, and he didn't want to be a minister, so he wanted to be a farmer. So they went orchards up on Soap Hill, they went there, and they came down on North heard that this place was for sale. So a man of the name of Parks owned it. And so what he paid for the farm, I never did hear. But my great-grandfather, he said that he didn't have any money. Went to the congregation on Sunday. He held a congregation back and he asked whether they would leave so much money for a down payment. And they wanted to know how much it was. So one of them got up and he said he'd give $1, $100, and another one got $200, and there you are. In about a half hour, here he had enough money. So he said he wanted to give each one, and they said, no, we don't need any notes, whatever, Sunday morning. So he brought the money, and they put it, and in years to come, when they grew up, they got more land and bought another farm up above. So he had 500. And when the boys grew up, they comes up. And so my daddy, and I grew up. So we've had it the longest in our time. Then my eyes came on and I didn't want. I was still running the milk painter for a few years. I started to go to public sales, and I started, and I had done that for another month. A lot of wonderful people. Here I was called the
just a minute, Will. Oh, it wasn't working right now. Now it is.
Is that plugged in?
Yeah.
The electric, is it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, it is. No. See, it's turned. It needs to be turning all the time. Temperamental.
Okay. True now seems to be turning. World War One.
I was overseas 9 months, and then the peace come on, and so I came back on 4th of 1919, and Ed and me, we had to get married that fall, and so we were married in October, and we've been ever since.
What country were you?
I was over in France.
Remember when Dearborn County Farm Bureau was organized?
Well, I had to think back to that. I would say around 19, something like that.
Do you remember some of the leaders and how much the dues were?
No, I think $5 at that time.
How did you farm, Walter, when you were first married? How did you farm and what did you farm?
Well, we were farming with horses, and everything was drawn by horses until... Later in life, several years later, Fords and tractor for several years. Then the John came out and I got one of them. So that was the only two tractors I ever owned.